hear him on Northern Community Radio, where, among other things, he's the producer of the daily poetry program, The Beat. Steve brings up an important point of local culture, arguing about whether or not Grand Rapids is part of the Iron Range. Opinions differ, but you can't argue about the fact that iron ore dumps can be plainly seen from the city of Grand Rapids and that at least one iron ore mining company is headquartered here. So to celebrate our shared culture, we've brought a Grand Rapids mill worker from the Blandin Paper Company and a miner from Minntac and U.S. Steel and Mountain Iron out on stage to settle their differences through song.
Company live together in perfect harmony, side by side on the Mesabi Iron Range. Lord, why don't we? I make pallets all night,
I make paper all day.
To admit you're a ranger would be okay.
Well, that's not how I see it. Tell me, are you drunk today?
But you have the Tioga and the Lindgren way.
I pretend that the range is very far away.
You have the Iron Range Arena.
No, a civic center called the IRA.
You use pulpwood.
And you use taconite.
You add a little bleach.
You add some bentonite.
Well, we both make things people need. So, brother, let's not fight. Brothers, brothers, we will have a beer and fight the others. In northern Minnesota we have lakes and trees, and through the long cold winters we get drunk and freeze.
Hockey?
Hockey. When we hit the ice we always will be cocky. Before we learn to walk up here we learn to skate. We always cheer the other when he goes to state. Funding.
Shmunding.
Tony Sertich called and he was only wondering that money comes from iron ore here on the range.
To share some with Grand Rapids, that's not all that strange.
Lord help another that comes between me and my brother. But Lord help the brother that comes between me and my funds.
Bill Law and Corey Kologi.